village or city, Mayor?
It's a city.
It's a city of New Boston. Okay. So Mayor Chris DeFries is here, and we've got the big lineup of events. Man, you guys have a busy 103rd Fish and Chicken Fry this year.
It's always busy, but it's just getting bigger and bigger by the year. So it's going back to the way the old days.
Hang on, Mayor. Why don't you grab that other mic there? It looks like we're having a little trouble with that one. So let's see. Talking to that one?
How's that? Is that better?
There you go, Mayor.
All right, I'm here. So
why don't you switch back to the other mic real quick?
How's that?
There we go. We
all
got
right,
you.
Musical
okay.
chairs. We got it.
All right, Mayor. So coming up on Friday, the Carnival and Craft and Vendor Sales opens at 5 p.m. Can you tell us, should we have a big crowd for that?
Yeah, I think so. There's going to be a lot of vendors down there. There usually is. They'll be selling anything from beef jerky to cups and glasses and just yard ornaments. I mean, anything. It's... You come down, and it's probably anything that you want that you buy. It's almost like the Rhubarb Fest when they set up in the courthouse.
Well, I have a lot of faith in people that are going to come out because Keatsburg last weekend, what, 1,300 people in line for breakfast? Although I heard they do get them through the line fast. So
yeah, they get them through pretty fast. It's already, you know, cooked up as we're cooking more, but it was a good event last year at the Boat Club.
Now, Friday evening, you're doing pork chop sandwiches.
We are. We are doing pork chop sandwiches on Friday. That way we get the fish and everything started ready, and it's a task to get everything ready. So kudos to our volunteers. They're all amazing. Nobody gets paid for this. I mean, it's strictly all the community coming together as one and having a very successful fish fry as we've had over 103 years.
Yeah, in fact, they were already starting on Tuesday to maybe before that, getting things ready. I know I went to Rocky's for tacos, and the place just got overloaded with all the workers that were down there.
Yeah, it's amazing. The carnival's pulling in town.
Yeah.
So I seen those trucks there yesterday starting to come in. So they're gearing up.
Mayor, my dad remembers this event from the 50s.
Absolutely.
And he's going to be coming down to the fish fry as well. There's so many memories in New Boston, and it's such a beautiful town. The fish and chicken are just the icing on the cake.
The fish and chicken are amazing. The cooks that are back there, it's a recipe that we won't let go. Everybody's always asking, what is it that you guys, it's all in the sauce, you know, but it's amazing. It's just really great. And they work their butts off in that kitchen back there.
They absolutely do. And, I'm going to be out there 11 to 2 WRMJ broadcasting live, but we do have live music this year as well. The Shelton Biddle Band in 1851 are coming out Saturday at 4.
They are. And, don't forget on Friday, we have entertainment. It's called Potential Spam. So we start Friday night, we kick it off and with entertainment, and we don't stop until Sunday evening.
Yeah, it's a great thing. We're going to be talking with the Alito Mayor about Antique Days coming up. That event starts maybe a little earlier, so if you'd like to enjoy Antique Days, then come down to New Boston and grab some fish and chicken. You
Absolutely.
See a lot of people doing that, Mayor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll drive their cars down and park them, and it's like a free show of looking at the antique cars and stuff. So it's actually pretty nice.
And if you haven't had enough fun on Saturday with all the kids stuff, the parade. Oh, I want to mention the parade at 10 a.m. Did you know they asked me to be a judge this year?
Yes, I did.
Did they think that one through?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I asked the same thing. But no, I said, no, that would be a really good judge because he's not part of the, you know, doesn't live in the community, and there's no bipartisan there. And it would be great because everybody comes up to me. It's like, who was the judges? I should have won. And, you know, it's kind of fun, but, you know, it's all in joking manner by all means.
The carnival you mentioned, though, but pretty big one out there and great fun for the kids.
It is. And this is how that's going to work. We're going to sell wristbands. Let me get to my page here. But the wristbands are going to start from 12 to 3 on Saturday. So, and they're $25 a piece. And you get to ride all the rides with that wristband from 12 to 3, and then again at 7 through 9 o'clock so that the older kids will come back, you know.
That's a pretty good price, though,
too.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, and there's quite a few rides this year, just from what I've seen, and we're contracted to have so many rides. So it's going to be a pretty big setup. And then during that time where it's not off, where it's off schedule for the tickets or the wristbands, you can buy tickets, one for a dollar, 10 for 12, or 20 for 24, and each ride usually takes 3 to 4 tickets.
All right.
Then we're going to wrap it up Sunday from 10 to 4 with a $25 wristband, so you can ride for free as well.
And it'll be like we're in Vegas, because you have entertainment on Sunday as well.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. It's, like I said, it's entertainment through the whole weekend, and Jerry Armstrong, the Las Vegas Tribune show. we'll be there, so I'm kind of excited to see that.
Yeah, we'll love to see that. Mayor, can I ask you about your new venture or no?
You can.
Okay.
Yep.
We did a remote last weekend brought to you by Cricket's Bar and Grill, and that is you.
That's me.
And it is the beautiful bar in Keatsburg. You're now right. The owner of that.
I am. Yep. Kind of looking at retiring from a lot of things. I will. There's a rumor out there that I'm not running for mayor again in New Boston, but I am going to run.
Okay. He is running, folks.
I am running one more time. So I just love doing that job, and I want to retire soon, you know, and I figured this would be a good investment, and I bought the place, and hopefully it shoots up.
Yeah.
So far, it's been pretty lucrative.
Yeah, it's the old Eagle's Nest and just a lot of history there, too, and we just hope people will come and check it out, as well as the 103rd. I thought it was the 103rd, right?
103rd, yes.
All right, Fish and Chicken Fry, New Boston, Illinois, right on the river, and we should have a great day for that. New Boston Mayor Chris DeFreeze, thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. It's always a pleasure being here.
You bet, and we'll have Mayor Chris Haglock from Aledo next, Mayor on the air, and we'll question him about corn. That's coming up.